Sunday night or L'chavav Iyar, I think. And Sunday night, the last week of Iyar, we're learning Chavis Halvavus, Men Shir Shar Hakniya. We're in Perek Dalet, when where the Chavis Halvavus in Perek Dalet is telling us cases where you would pull out Midas Hakniya and use it. And he gave us four examples, we're up to the fifth on page Kuf Tzadik Tes. The Chamishim Heitiv Lo Hashem Bolam Azeh B'minei HaTovos. Hashem, he feels Hashem smiling at him. Hashem's always smiling at you, but he feels a special Hashpo'ah from Shemayim. Yikona Hashem, he should feel Nichna. Instead of feeling proud of himself and patting himself on the back, he should feel Nichna to Hashem. And the primary feeling is, and this is really the Chavis Halvavus Mamish L'Shitaso, that when that happens, you owe Hashem, you have to increase your Avodas Hashem. So he has to be nervous that he, because you can't really pay Hashem back for what he does for us. So ki chaved mimenu l'malei chovas todos al Hashem aleihem. He really can't fulfill his obligation of thanking Hashem. Bigadol, the Chavis Halvavus says in Shara Avodas Elokim, that the whole, really, in Shara Avodas Elokim, the Chavis Halvavus ends up saying that the nub of Avodas Hashem is really that bittul to Hashem, that kniya to Hashem, that you feel after you're aware. The Chavis Halvavus's concept of Avodas Hashem is an awareness, of course, that Hashem exists, which is the first shahr in the Chavis Halvavus, shahr ha-yichud. Right after that comes shahr ha-bechina, that a person has to think about and contemplate and be aware of all that Hashem does for himself, herself, humankind, everything that goes on in the world. That's what shahr ha-bechina is all about. And then shahr Avodas Elokim is the third shahr, which says that your primary Avodas Elokim is to recognize and be aware and thankful and gratitude and bittul and gratitude and halel v'hodah to Hashem for everything you've learned about in shahr ha-bechina. And in shahr ha-bechina he said it's just a tipa shebiyam when you think about your whole life and everything, things that happened to you, and no matter how big you think your life is, no matter how miserable, except maybe, you know, Shalom Aleichem story, Bunch of the Silent, that may be him, he's maybe the exception to the rule, nobody knows what I'm talking about. You heard of Shalom Aleichem? Okay, go read his story, Bunch of the Silent, and explain to me the last line in the story. I have like 2-3 different pshatim in the last line, and I to this day I don't know which is the end of the pshat. But otherwise, we have tons to be thankful for, much more than our tainus to Hashem. And therefore, really, in Chavis Halvavus and Shara Avodas Elokim says, he just mentions there, I guess he's saving it for Shara Kniya, that we're always playing catch-up ball. We could never thank Hashem enough for everything he does to us, and therefore, what gratitude would lead to is a feeling of nichna, kniya to Hashem, because we could never pay him back. First of all, we can't pay him back because he doesn't need anything. But we can't even thank him enough because everything, like even the act of thanking him is enabled by him. So you can never catch up. And therefore you feel nichna, because you're always feeling in debt, a debt of gratitude, which makes you humbled and small and, you know, makes you feel like you owe everything to Hashem, and like, how can I ever thank you enough? Like the way we would express it to a person. The person saved our life, or saved our child's life, pushed that child away from an oncoming car. We would say, like, I can never repay you. I will always be in your debt. Right? That we would use those words. Koshkein, koshkein, Hashem. We're always in his debt. Here, he's really speaking out. And that's what Kniya really is all about. But Kniya is about... Avodas Hashem is to feel that kniya, he says in Shara Avodas Elokim. So here he's talking about beyond that, even that extra that you feel, something happened to you that you just felt Hashem was smiling at you, you felt it, and so your first thought should be, you're nervous, how am I going to repay Hashem for this? How am I going to say thank you? And then he says, you have to be nichna, because you have to be afraid that it's not such a good thing after all. Now, obviously, he focuses on money, but it could be other things too, I would imagine. Maybe not my example, you know, you think of different examples. He talks primarily about money, but it could be other things. Like, you're successful at something, you got a raise, okay, that's money. But a professional advancement, you expanded your business, you know, it's going well. Things are going well. So he says, it's not so posh that it's good, and you have to be afraid, you have to be nervous, you have to be nichna, because maybe it could be one of three things. And he has really a very interesting outlook on this happening. He talks about money. Ki ribay ha'hon ba'olam hazeh yil'echad mishlosha dvarim. It's one of three things are happening, are going on here. Either Hashem is giving you a tova, taka, great, fantastic. O tova me'es Hashem al ba'al ha'hon. But then you have to be nichna in the sense of, can I thank him properly? O nisayon u'bechina lo, or it's a nisayon to see, what are you going to do with this money? What are you going to do with this menuchas nefesh? You know, you're retired and you have a pension fund and like, so good, what are you going to do with your time now? It's a nisayon. Oh, nekama, very, very strong word. I don't know, you know, this is Rav Kapach's translation. I don't know what Ibn Tibon's translation is. He uses the word nekama, very, very harsh word, that Hashem is punishing you, and it's a michshol. And this is Psukim in Koheles say that Osher Shomer Olav Lara, also people come into money, and before you know it, you know, they either can become workaholics, or they get into drugs, or they get into all sorts of things, because you know they have extra time, extra income, they have too much spare time, so, and then it's downhill, and this could be an onus from Hashem, because that could be the way he sees you going to go. So it could be one of, you have to be nervous. It's very interesting. You have to be nervous. It's one of three things. Either it's taka tova, or it's a nisayon, or it's an onesh, because you don't know which way it could go. Because you could use it for the bad. You could mess up. And if you messed up, it turns out that it was a bad thing for you. Okay, we'll stop here. I have to go to the ladies. And then he gives Simonim how you...